I mean, in this simplistic example, right. is powerful. And for me, I think the reflection that I'll take away from this 2-minute tip is... Hello, hello, everyone. I see Kirk.
Heyo.
I see Chris, two of my favorite people. Woo-hoo. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope our parents who are joining us, or even if you're not a parent joining, just to, we know we have some listeners who are not yet parents. We have just said, I just like to listen because.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That, you know, just some values that are being spoken are things that they want to either prepare for or learn. We are so happy to be here this morning. We are starting episode 2 of our 5-episode series that we're having so much fun with already. It's just 2 episodes into the series, and we are just loving this because what we're doing is listening and watching a 2-minute tip, which is an incredible resource that we have on our website. Our onpurposeparents.com website.
Yeah, it's also on the YouTube channel, too.
And the YouTube channel. Yep. You could access it both ways. That is, I feel like it's a treasure trove.
Yeah.
Because we've watched a few now, and I've watched them in the past before even doing this podcast because, you know, let's be honest, more than 2 minutes is sometimes hard for parents.
Right. Exactly.
And so this was like, what? Something's just 2 minutes? What this is 2-minute tips. Actually, literally just 2-minute tips from one of our parents in our community that is coming and giving a tip, a suggestion, advice from a parent to other parents.
Yes.
And it is just packed full of amazing wisdom and goodness. So we are watching them and we're just commenting on them and we're having so much fun.
And not only do these 2-minute tips help your parenting, but they help your health.
Oh.
Because dentists recommend that you brush your teeth for 2 minutes.
I see where you're going to go with
it. And sometimes 2 minutes seems like a long time. So like if you don't set a timer, you're not brushing your teeth for 2 minutes. You think you are. You think you are, but you're not.
I love where you're going
to
go with this.
But if you listen to the hit, start brushing when you hit play and quit brushing when the 2-minute tip is over,
nice.
You're a better parent with brighter smiles.
Oh my God.
Come on. Come on. I'm just doing my part. Just doing my part.
If you are a dentist parent listening to this, give us a thumbs up and a like for this plug for hygiene. All right, let's watch.
This episode sponsored by Dental Floss.
Yes.
All right.
So we're going to watch this one and see what we have today.
Let's check it out.
Hi, my name is Socrates. I'm a parent, and this is my 2-minute tip. So I don't know about you, but as a parent, sometimes it can be hard to figure out how to model prayer for your kids and how to show them the importance of having a conversation with God. And so for me and my wife, we figured out that just every night before the kids go to bed, right after our full routine of bedtime, the very last thing that we do is we close the night in prayer. And it's just a great way to put that in front of them often as a normal thing to have a conversation with God. And sometimes it's a little bit tricky to figure out what's the content of your prayer. How do you pray? So if you're looking for a simple way to model prayer to your kids, use the ACTS model as a great way to simplify that and make it easy for them to understand. So my 2-minute tip for you today is 1, model prayer for your kids. Have a constant time where you're using that opportunity to pray over them and to show them what it's like to have a conversation with God. And maybe a simple way to teach them how to pray could be through the ACTS model. A, adore God. C, confess your sins and ask forgiveness. T, thank God for what he's done. And S, supplication. Ask him to meet your needs every day.
Well, welcome back. That was awesome. I am a little bit disappointed in Socrates.
Oh, really?
Well, because that video, that 2-minute tip was 1:32, which means he cut my teeth brushing by 25%.
Right, your plug of 2 minutes didn't work here.
I only got 3 of the 4 mouth quadrants brushed during that.
One quarter
is going to have cavities. Okay, everybody. Well, that was that.
These are so fun.
They're so great. Fun. They're so short and sweet, and yet there's like some meet.
Mm-hmm. They're impactful.
And, yeah, super helpful.
And they're just tips. Like something as big as praying with your kids and how do we pray as a family and what do we pray about and how do I build the habit of prayer into my kids? Like that is a big, daunting, and I would argue, I think we all three would, important concern for parents. Socrates said, hey, look, here's a couple things to think about. Here's one way you can pray with your kids.
Yeah.
And that's maybe the first thing that jumped off the page to me was, I appreciate that he gave us that ACTS model, right? Mm-hmm. I can't remember it.
Adore, confession, thanks,
and supplication. We use the pray, which is praise, repent, ask, and yield, like give it like to God, like surrender it to God. And I think the point that jumped off the page for me, parents, is there's lots of ways to pray. Mm. There's lots of ways to teach your kids to pray. And there's no one way that is better than the next. But one thing to consider might be, you know, we just gave you two right there, ACTS and pray. And it might be worth thinking, hey, we're going to kind of use this model as a way to, because repetition builds familiarity and repetition builds confidence and repetition becomes a habit.
Right.
And so it might be okay to say there's lots of ways to pray as a family. We're going to pray this way as a family because it's going to build familiarity, confidence, and help it become more of a habit than if it's just always kind of random.
Yeah, that's really good. I think the thing that jumped out for me even more than the ACTS tip, like you said, there's many different processes. Just the reminder that modeling prayer, however you choose to do it, is so influential and so meaningful. And sometimes for me, I think I forget, it's easy to tell my kids to do stuff, but just the power of modeling. I remember in undergrad, my undergrad was in psychology, and one of the studies that we had read was there would be somebody on the street passing out a flyer. You know, and usually, like, if you're someone walking past someone who passes out a flyer, you're like, oh, no, thank you. Right. And you just, like, kind of walk by. And so they would watch how many people take this flyer. And they would say the percentage, and I don't remember now, but of people who would take the flyer jumped exponentially if they planted someone right before them that also took it.
Oh.
So if the person in front of you took the flyer, then when it came to your turn to walk past the person, you were just subconsciously much more likely to take that flyer. And just the power of
suggestion almost,
seeing someone model, I mean, in this simplistic example, is powerful. And for me, I think the reflection that I'll take away from this 2-minute tip is, so my parents are from Korea, and Korean culture, prayer is like, in the Christian Korean culture, prayer is like a huge part of the culture. They have early morning prayers. It's called 새벽 기도 for our Korean parent listeners. They'll know exactly. You wake up at 4 or 5 a.m., the whole church will come, and you just pray fervently for like an hour and a half every morning before you go to work. So it's this very deeply ingrained part of the culture that you are crying out to God. It's a sense of like desperation. Yeah. Like there's a lot of things going on. And part of it may be coming from Korean culture being like a small country and having a lot of struggles and poverty, but just this desperation. And I remember in America talking to friends in high school and college who were part of the same church that I was, but they were sort of falling away from the faith as they went through their years of like, I'll go to church, but the one thing that they would say kept them tethered, like feeling like I can't completely cut and sever this tie, even though like my mind really and my heart is somewhere else, was they would say, we live with this one family of friends, would say, we live with our grandmother. And she, even in America, continued the same prayer tradition. And every morning she would go to the corner of her room. In Korean, this style of praying is like praying out loud. Like you're passionately like saying, dear God, please. Like, so she would every morning for like an hour, hour and a half, be praying over their lives. And they would hear that. And so in their adulthood, they said that is what tethered them. Even if they weren't at that time, like she could have been discouraged. The grandmother been like, these kids don't care about God or church and nothing that I'm doing is impacting them. But it did, because later they were like, now they are strong Christians, but they were like, while they were wandering, that obviously her prayers also made an impact, but just seeing her, seeing her model this passionate prayer deeply impacted them and was a gift to them. Right. So that I think is a reminder, like modeling prayer, it's not just like a nice to do to be a good Christian. It's it changes our kids. It impacts them in such a profound way.
Well, and that's an example of the age-old saying of, you know, beliefs or rules or values are caught, not taught, right? They catch it. It rubs off more than just teaching it ever can. That story is shockingly similar to one of my heroes was the pastor who was a pastor of the church where I came to faith. And it was he was the pastor of the church where I started ministry. It's where Rachel and I met and got married. And he always told the story of when he was a teenager and he was going through his rebellious years, pastor's kid, going through his rebellious years. And he would come home late at night and after out doing all the things that he knew he wasn't supposed to be doing, but he wanted to do it anyway. And he said so often, not every time, but so often as he would like sneak into his room or maybe if, even if he was not breaking the house rules, but he was just coming home late and his parents knew it. And he would hear his mom in her room praying for him. Just asking the Lord to keep him safe, to bring him back home, to bring him back to himself. And he's and it's very similar that, you know, he couldn't shake it. He could it not shake that his mom would, that her faith. So parents, I think the idea of prayer can be daunting. And sometimes we feel like, well, if I'm not praying, because we'll read books about praying with your family every night and having family devotions every night. And almost no parent can figure that out, how to do it well, how to do it consistently. And so then we get frustrated. We feel bad. We feel like we're failing. Oftentimes, if I can't do it perfectly, what's the point?
Right.
And I would just, as far as my thoughts on this particular two-minute tip, hey, a little bit is almost always better than nothing.
Absolutely.
So, man, if you can pray as a family twice a week, that's better than zero times a week.
Yeah.
Right? If you can model praying every now and then, that's better than your kids having no idea whether you pray or not. Baby steps are almost always worth taking.
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate that because what we aren't telling parents is that you have to be this prayer warrior that prays for an hour and a half, like Korean style, like in the morning. Not at all. In fact, however is authentic to you and wherever you are in your faith journey or even state of mind or stage, that is like perfect modeling. I work with your wife, Rachel, for helping out at church with like our pastor's wives group. And I just remember we were in a prayer session together with a core team who was planning an event. And it wasn't like the Korean style of prayer where we're like getting all like fancy and intense and or just really like too crazy into that mode, which is not bad. I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier. But she was just simply saying like, you know, God, I've been really distracted. You know, this I can get like this and just help me. And it was just like a conversation. And even that for me was like, oh, it felt so personal. And it was a good modeling for me of you can pray any way to God. It does not have to be, you know.
You don't have to have a prayer voice.
Right. You don't have to have a certain level of intensity. Right. It's just where you're at. And even if you feel like a little bit lost, and that's what this 2 minute tip is for. Like, let's start with Acts. Look at that model and that's fantastic.
That's awesome. Well, parents, thanks for joining us. We hope these are helpful. As always, please, you can like if you want to make a comment. If you're watching on video, share this with somebody. You can go to onpurposeparents.com for all of our resources. If parents, you want to be on our text subscription to get tips along the way, text the word parents to 83,000. And we will see you
next
week.
Have fun brushing your teeth, everybody.